Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. Big show on the agenda this week. My first guest is singer and actor Paul Peterson. We're going to go back to the golden age of television and music, the late 50s and early 60s. Then later on, beautiful actress Stephanie Powers will be joining us. Davey Sutton will be here to talk about travel ideas. Next hour, author Sean Levy will be joining us. He's penned a very controversial book about the late comedian Jerry Lewis. Then comedian Jeff Allen will be joining us on the show. And we're going to talk about the housing boom with Courtney Cachet. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause very briefly, but when we come back, our first guest this first hour, singer-actor Paul Peterson, will be joining us.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
To go into our archives for that one. That, of course, is the theme of the Donna Reed Show that was on the air beginning on September of 1958 on ABC, and it ran for 8 years, 274 episodes, one of the classic television shows of the golden age of TV. And joining us right now, it's one of its stars, my friend Paul Peterson. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent, Ron. And how are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Boy, that music brings back a lot of memories.
Oh, it's like constant family movies.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. I don't know about today. I'm out of it today. But those older songs, you can picture how the show began. If it had a vocal to it, you could sing along with it. I don't know if you can do that today. And you know who said that to me? It had an impact on me. Jay Leno told me, he says, I can hum you the Tonight Show theme with Johnny Carson. Ba-da-ba-ba-da. He said, but I can't my own theme.
Isn't that something? Well, of course, the themes are very important. I once had a chance to meet the fellow who put out that album of the great classic television themes.
Yes.
And he sat in the back of the car, and he would whistle like the theme from Lassie. And you're going, oh, my God, I know that. Well, that's why they called it classic television.
Classic television.
It was quality from top to bottom.
Well, speaking about quality from top to bottom, this is pretty cool. Now, the release of Season 3 on a 4-disc DVD set, now for the first time, plus special bonus features of classic TV that they will see things that they never saw before. Why Season 3, Paul?
Well, Season 1 came out last year, quickly followed by Season 2.
Okay, I guess that's a good enough reason.
Well, there you go. And today is the release date for Season 3. And we're very pleased that people have reached out for this. They are sitting down with their, frankly, their grandchildren and saying, this is what we grew up with. And what they are discovering is even youngsters who are looking at a black and white family sitcom are enraptured by it because it's a story they can follow. It's not too fast. There are little morals at the end of every story. And you can tell that the people on screen really like each other.
Now, let me pose this to you, because I know that child celebrities sometimes run into jams. Was there a time, and I know that, I think it was Max Behrer who played on the Beverly Hillbillies,
right,
that didn't even want to talk about his days on the Beverly Hillbillies, later opened up a museum. Was there a time where you said, I'm going to separate myself from the Donna Reed Show, or did you always have this great attraction to it and say, this was a part of my life that I am proud of and that I'll never forget?
Well, look, I was always proud of the work, but, you know, when the Donna Reed Show came to an end, first run, it was 1966. There were 500,000 troops in Vietnam. Everybody was protesting. The British musical invasion had occurred, and it was Timothy Leary, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, tune
right
in, turn on, and I didn't fit anymore. And it was uncomfortable because I was busy trying to create a career as an adult. I had long since learned that as a performer, I was not going to have an opportunity to participate. So I was off doing my writing career with Simon & Schuster and Random House. And my past acted like an albatross. Not that I ever felt badly about it, but people had me in a little box, and that's what stereotyping will do. And I can't blame folks for that. Ron, I came into people's living room every Thursday night for 8 years,
mm-hmm,
and they knew, yes, they knew my name, Paul Peterson, but they still called me Jeff.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
and it wasn't until I started this foundation, A Minor Consideration, to take care of kids in show business, that people really made the switch and understood that that was a character I played, which I loved playing, and it's a goodly part of me, believe me.
Oh, sure.
As any experience between ages 12 and 20 becomes part of you. But, you know, we grow up and we move on. And I understand Max's difficulty with the character he played because it's so indelible.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Jeffro.
Yeah, the thing about it is that for all the reasons that it has become difficult for child stars to proceed in a fashion that is not off to the left or off to the right, but on the straight line over a lifetime, is because part that they play so well. I mean, your role as Jeff Stone was like a real person. So consequently, your talent supersedes anything else.
Well, and that's the dilemma. You see, you know, the interesting thing, I must tell you, because I work with so many young performers and have for the last 20 years, that is troubling, is that people forget that it's the young person who learns the lines and hits the marks and creates that character that makes you laugh and cry.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the industry, now this is a generalized statement, but overall, the industry doesn't give much credit to children, no matter how talented you are.
Right, right, right.
There's something in them that they think, well, the kid doesn't know what he's doing. Nonsense. Children do, in fact, exhibit tremendous communication skills. And believe me, I'm here to tell you, you remember every day of the work that you do.
I'm sure you do. Now, let's talk about a couple of other things that happened during those years. First of all, your co-star, Shelley Fabre. Now,
yes,
here she is co-starring with you and Donna Reed and then turns around and co-stars with Elvis Presley. So that's not bad company, Paul.
Oh, no. Well, you know, Shelley did three movies with Elvis.
Yeah, I know that. So
they were great buddies.
Yeah, she's a
engine buddies.
She's a delightful lady. But
she is.
Let's go back to your singing career for a second. Now, you got to clear something up for me, all right?
Okay.
I remember an episode that you were singing Goodbye, Cruel World. Okay, you were driving it, and tell me if I was right. You're driving in a convertible. It was a Pontiac convertible, and you're driving, and you're singing Goodbye, Cruel World. Now, James Dearon had a hit version of that, too, and he said, I'm off to join the circus. But you sang, I was off to join the Army. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. Jimmy Dearon came on the Donna Reed Show as a glittering date for Shelley Fabre.
Okay.
The songs that people remember that I did on the show are My Dad,
which
I sang to Carl Betts, my father.
Great song.
A classic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who had like 70 number one records.
Yeah, sure, of course.
One of the greatest duos ever.
I love that song.
Yeah, it was a great one. But the song, the other one that people still tease me about it is She Can't Find Her Keys.
Oh!
Which was that wonderful little novelty song, you know,
yeah.
When I take my baby home at night, I can't wait to kiss and hold her tight. But, of course, she's lost her keys.
I forgot about that song. Wow, you really are bringing back some great memories there.
Well, it's so, you know, it was such an honor to be at that time and in that place and be able to go out on the road with the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars in the company of, I mean, listen to some of the people on the bus with me. The Supremes, the Drifters. I mean, talk about, that was the time when you really did overnights, you know, the six shows a week.
Yep.
And everybody together on the bus. And it was great fun. I enjoyed it. I have always enjoyed performing live. And I never deluded myself that I was some sort of, you know, God's gift to singing. But I enjoy it. And I think people who watched me perform in those days understood that I was having a good time.
Paul, do you have a couple more seconds to spend with us?
Absolutely.
I have to take a break. And you touched on a subject now that is part of my heart. So let's come back, all right?
Sure.
Our guest is Paul Peterson. Of course, he played Jeff Stone on the TV show The Donna Reed Show, which premiered in 1958 and went on to 1966. And Paul Peterson and I will be right back with more with Ron Seggi today.
She pulls out lipstick powder, all the fun begins, but she can't find her key.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with Ron Sedgy today. My guest has been so nice to stay with us a little bit longer. Everybody knows Paul Peterson. Paul, of course, played the role of Jeff Stone, and that was on the Donna Reed Show. And along with being an actor, he also became a teen idol during those days. That was the thing to do, Paul, was, Ricky Nelson really introduced that. I got a television show. We got a good-looking guy. We got a vehicle to promote his records. Bam, you're singing in the studio, and before you know it, you're doing concerts.
That's right, and of course, I was really close with Ricky Nelson. He was about 5 years older, but he was one of the reasons when they asked me to perform on the show, I said absolutely, because, Ricky was a good-looking guy,
yep.
And he had fast cars and faster women.
There's no doubt. You mentioned in the earlier segment of the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars, and, Paul, like you, I had the honor of being friends with Dick Clark, and what was even a bigger honor was that he considered me one. But boy, I tell you something, what a contribution and an asset to the music industry during the early stages of rock and roll. I mean, the man obviously was a legend and a great friend and a nice guy, and really helped these stars become stars because of the opportunities that he allowed them to have on not only television but also on his radio shows.
Yes. Component of our lives.
Yes, and the fact that he went out on the road with these Caravan of Stars, everybody only had, like you say, one or two hits, so you had to have like eight acts with you, because if you didn't, you couldn't get through a two-hour show.
That's right, and I learned some very important things being in the company of the people I mentioned. One person was Gene Pitney.
Oh, no, don't. I love
him. A wonderful man.
The best.
After the shows, I would watch Gene. I sat next to him. And he had all the business cards he acquired that day and was sending out personal notes,
yep,
to every person he met. And I said to him, why are you doing that, Gene? And he said, Paul, you have to be nice to people on the way up. And it was such a powerful lesson. But to be able to sit in a confined, bus. Now, this is all of us together, and hear Abdul from the Drifters pick,
yep,
up his guitar and start to play.
I can't imagine being on a bus for any length of time with Gene Pitney. I mean, it would be just phenomenal. This guy was a genius.
And such a professional.
Oh, yeah. What a loss.
I adored being with those people, and it was an experience unlike anything I'd ever had before, because we started off in the South. And look, we were an integrated bus in 1963, and those were difficult times. And I can remember so clearly having to defend my association with these wonderful black artists that all of us listened to.
That's right.
And subsequently, that was one of the reasons, because of the friendships I created then and cherish to this day, that I was the first white singing artist signed by Motown. It was quite an experience.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, they had signed Jimmy Webb as a songwriter.
Yes, of course.
And I came in right behind that. And, of course, my very first official Motown decision was to not sing his song by the time I get to Phoenix.
Oh, that's funny. One of the things that I think people should know is that when you travel, this wasn't a traveling bus like a Prevo or the ones like Willie Nelson, or this is like an old beat-up Greyhound. And Paul Anka told me he used to sleep on the luggage racks.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Paul could fit up there.
He could fit up there, that's right. Were you on the same tour with people like Tony Orlando and Bobby Vinton?
With Bobby Vinton, yes, and with Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Which was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
But remember, I only had a certain hiatus window from production of the Donna Reed Show, so I couldn't go out and do the full tour. Well, here's a name that you might remember, country singer Ronnie Dove.
Oh, geez, Ronnie Dove. Yeah, big crossover artist. Yeah,
absolutely, and one of the first. To watch these people was such a privilege, because I don't care whether the bus broke down or our driver quit or our motel reservations weren't set. When we put on a show, it was the best we could put on.
Now, Paul, when you were on that bus, how old were you?
Turned 18 on the first tour, then 19.
Well, you got a learning of life fast, huh?
Well, yes, but the community that was created on that bus took care of me. I was under no illusions about where I fit on the talent scale.
Mm-hmm.
I was in awe of the Supremes and the Drifters.
Oh, of course.
And watching Gene Pitney perform. But they understood that I was doing the best I could with what I had. I was a bubblegum star from a television show with almost guaranteed sales. But I got along with them, and they got along with me. Peter and Gordon were on that
tour.
These were professionals with skill levels that make your jaw drop.
But you see, Paul, they envied you. Joe Esposito, who was Elvis's very close friend, was telling me that when Ricky Nelson was going to meet Elvis for the first time, Elvis got excited to meet Ricky Nelson because he watched him on television before he hit it big.
Right.
These people are watching you, and they're saying, man, this guy is on a huge television show. Why can't I have that kind of exposure and venue? I mean, they had to look at you that way. Do you miss singing now, Paul?
I occasionally am asked to go out there and sing. It's a pleasure for me, even though singing She Can't Find Your Keys can drive me nuts because the lyrics are so complicated. But the truth is, I still enjoy performing. I'm always delighted when someone asks. But mind you, Ron, now this is part of my life, because I give far more speeches about the welfare of children, working children in our country, than I do performances.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I get the same thrill to be able to get up in front of people and either share with them some of the lessons of my life or that talent that God gave to me.
A minor consideration. Does that have a website, Paul?
Yes, indeed. www.minorcon.org. What I hope people do is treat themselves to Memory Lane by going to Virgil Films Entertainment and finding Season 3 of The Donna Reed Show.
And that's the four-disc Season 3 DVD with special bonus features of the ultimate classic television show, The Donna Reed Show. She was a beautiful lady.
Oh, she was just the best. You know, she was an Iowa farm girl, the oldest of five, who was raised not only in Iowa, but then within the MGM star system.
Yes. And
so she was two kinds of people. She was a down-to-earth woman and a major Hollywood star who'd already won the Academy Award for From Here to Eternity before I even met her.
Yeah, no, she was terrific. And I want to tell you something. This has been a treat for me. Please don't be a stranger. If you're down in the Orlando area, look us up and we can do a duet together.
Yeah, I go down there all the time. I was there for the Daytona race.
I was there too, last February?
Yeah, February, that's right.
I was there.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even see you. 400,000 people.
Right.
Well, when you do that, you have our number now. Let me know, and I'll meet you there.
Hey, you got a deal.
Okay.
All right, Ron,
and we can
so
sing,
much for taking time.
We can sing My Dad and She Lost Her Keys.
Perfect.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Ron.
Paul Peterson has been our guest from The Donna Reed Show, Season number 3, now available. And we'll be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. is sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assist with the investigation into the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, the White House said Friday, in response to a Haitian government's formal request for assistance. However, the U.S. has no plans to send military assistance at this time, amid reports that Haitian officials had requested troops to secure critical infrastructure. She says all Confederate statues need to be removed. Zayana Bryant is a student activist and community organizer studying at the University of Virginia.
All of the Confederate monuments need to come down all over. And I'm not necessarily interested in putting up new monuments of black people to equal it out. I'm interested in making sure that the deeper systems.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. We have a combination of beauty and talent. She just returned from Africa, where she oversees the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. We'll talk about that. Joining us right now, who's going to be starring in a Hallmark Channel original movie, is the ever-popular Stephanie Powers. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ron. It's nice to be on.
Before we talk about the show, and I want to talk to you about the wildlife preservation also, when I look down the stuff that you have done in the years, it is remarkable. I mean, you started off as a dancer, and then you were part of the Columbia Pictures, the final years of the star system that was out there, and The Girl from U.N.C.L.E., 25 miniseries, 200 episodic adventures that you starred in, movies for television, and, of course, Feather and Father and Heart to Heart and on Broadway. Yeah, boy, it's unbelievable what you've done. It's fascinating.
Well, not over yet.
It's not over yet. Well, hopefully it's not over a long time. And you start with a few famous people like Bing Crosby, Glenn Ford, James Caan, Sammy Davis Jr. Any big names, Stephanie?
Ava Gardner, John Wayne,
wow.
Maureen O'Hara.
Unbelievable.
Just to name a few. Lana Turner, just a few.
Just a few. I love the Hallmark Channel because they have motion pictures, and I say that, okay, because they are like motion pictures. I mean, they are done so well.
It's remarkable how well they're done, given the short shooting schedule. It's because I think they always hire consummate professionals, and behind the camera as well as in front of it, and it's always a joy to do. They have a wonderful feel-good format. I just spoke with somebody who said, oh, it's like cotton candy, you know, it's like eating cotton candy. And I said, oh, how wonderful. They said, oh, yes, it just makes you feel so good. So here we are with another lovely little story about, you know, they usually have a format where there's a younger girl and a young boy who are trying to find their way in life or in their way in romance, and then there's the more experienced character who helps to give some advice and open the door to another possibility. And in this case, it's a young lady who owns a bookstore. She's trying to keep it afloat. She's grown up on fairy tales. She reads to groups of children. I run the concession of the tea and coffee and cakes and sandwiches in the coffee shop. And she needs a bit of financial support. In comes a young man whose father has the money to buy this property and turn it into some development, and she looks at him as the enemy. She's waiting for that prince to come in on his white charger, and one does come in, but he isn't quite the prince she thinks he is. And I'm the one who tells her that and gives her some other advice, and so that the frog can become a prince. She winds up with the boy she thought was the villain, who comes, really turns into the prince that saves the day. So there we are.
Boy, I'll tell you something. That was fantastic. It's like you wrote it yourself. Of course, our friend John Schneider is in it. But your role of Marilyn, you are, as you outlined, kind of a endless romantic. And you're the one that brings the advice to the table as the experienced one, okay? That pulling of the heartstrings that we talked about.
Yes, you know, and they have a wonderful following. And I think this one will live up to all the others and keep the format afloat, because it's we need to have some smiles on the faces of our audiences. We need to make people feel good.
Yeah, and this does it, and the Hallmark does it. I was talking to Ed Asner the other day, and of course he's done a couple of these Hallmark specials, including The Gathering, which he did like in the 70s, and it still plays well today because it's such a good story. And you know, here you have a movie, Loved by the Book, that takes place in a bookstore. I mean, how more appropriate is that?
Yes, cute title.
If I may, for a moment, your work to the William Holden Wildlife Foundation is fascinating. I know you spent a lot of time in Kenya. You just got back, I understand, from Africa.
Yes, night before last. So I'm still on an 11-hour time change. I'm very much hands-on in this.
I know.
It's not just some philanthropic effort that I put my name on. I support all the overheads of the foundation so that I can absolutely say to every single person that gives me a dollar that 100% of that money is going where they think it is, because I know how much people have to sacrifice. And they're all sorts of good causes, and they really do have to sacrifice to give money that goes overseas, because we have so many needy things in our own country. And this goes overseas, and we have reached, since our inception in 1982, with our education programs, well over 500,000 young Africans and their families, trying to spread the gospel of conservation, preservation, sustainability, and the understanding of how vital biodiversity is to the quality of life on the planet. I created some of the syllabuses. They're ever-evolving, and they're bringing in new information, new sustainable opportunities, and we have rural programs. We have 11,000 students a year coming to our central education center. More information can be found out about the William Holden Wildlife Foundation on our website, which is WHWF, William Holden Wildlife Foundation.org.
What are some of the challenges, Stephanie, that currently face this?
The biggest challenge we have all over the world is the increased population and how we're going to find sustainability and keep the natural world alive. Right now, the elephants are in such a critical situation that I can honestly stand and say here that if the rate of killing continues at this rate, there may not be any in 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
Used to be in my lifetime. No, it's reduced itself to that. And when people say, oh, I love elephants, oh, I love this, well, I'll tell you something that all of your listeners can do. People say, well, what can I do as a single person? Here's what you can do. It doesn't cost any very much. It costs the price of a postage stamp and a little bit of your time. The one thing that people will react to in China and that the governments will react to in China, which is the major source of the market for ivory, is that the only thing that it seems to be anywhere near touching to their motivating for them to stop this is when it touches their pocketbook. On our website, we'll give you all the information of how to create a petition on a piece of paper with people's signatures. Flood the Chinese embassy in Washington, the Chinese consulates in New York and in San Francisco with papers that say we, the undersigned, will cease and desist from buying anything made in China unless you as a government stop the import of ivory, declare to the world and show signs that you will effectively make an effort to stop any boat, any shipment, mm-hmm. that you will confiscate it and destroy it, and that you will stop this brutal and horrible killing of a world heritage animal that belongs to all of us on this planet, not just the Chinese.
I think that you are doing a remarkable job in this area, and I have to also add that my friend Bob Barker has echoed that same timeline for elephants. He said 5 years, just like you said. That's frightening to think that such a great creature would be extinct in 5 years.
But what we have to do is motivate people, you
yeah.
know. I come from a generation of activists. I can't sit still and let this happen. I've got to try and do something, even if it fails. You've got to try, otherwise just sitting and saying, thinking that somebody else is going to do it is not going to work. You know, the Vietnam War was stopped by my generation, who said, we're not going to take this anymore, and we marched in the streets and we did a lot of demonstrations. We stopped power plants from, you know, being built on fault lines in California by demonstrating and getting arrested. We used to take our cause to the street. We used to do something about things. We don't do that anymore. We're so lulled into some fantasy that somebody else is going to do this that we don't realize it is us that has to do it. So we can do it with our pocketbooks. We can stop buying things that are made in China just because they're cheap. And we can tell the Chinese that unless they stop killing our elephants, we're not going to buy it anymore.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I'm on board. And again, go to whwf.org for the William Holden Wildlife Foundation website and learn more about what Stephanie's talking about, and it's very important. And also be watching on the Hallmark Channel, Love by the Book, starring the beautiful, talented Stephanie Powers. Stephanie, thank you so much. Will you come back again? You're a terrific guest. On a talk show, you're the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
We'd love to have you come back.
Keep that passion going now for elephants.
Let's do it. Let's carry that torch, okay?
Good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stephanie. Great lady. Great cause, Stephanie Powers. Don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We're coming right back.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Edgy today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, summertime is here, and I got to tell you, I think people are so anxious to get out. I think that summer travel is going to be at an all-time high, and we've affirmed that with a company called Affirm that found 75% of respondents on a survey plan to go on at least one vacation this summer and will spend more money on travel than any other category. Joining us right now is a journalist who is a Emmy Award-winning media personality. Our guest is Davey Sutton. Hi, Davey. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So glad that you're here and at an opportune time. Tell us about this survey. I tell you, I think it is great news, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually not a surprise, right? Because people, we've been in our homes for more than a year, and we've been stuck, and we've been forced there, and we couldn't even leave the country. We've been daydreaming about travel, so it's actually no surprise to me that that's the number one activity people said that they are going to do. And you talked about it. They're not just going to take one vacation. Some people are planning multiple vacations or extended time outside of their home.
Compared to other things you can spend money on, according to this survey, summer travel is like 41%. then restaurants 38%, and new summer wardrobe like 35%. That is great news. And there are a lot of things that you could take advantage of, even though the demand is there, such as being flexible and being flexible with how you pay it. Also, not only flexible in when you can go on vacations, good times to schedule airfare, but also in how you pay for it.
That's a good concept. It's like, we know that people want to go on vacation, but the prices are higher because demand is up. People are willing to pay for that, but we do not want to find ourselves in a hole. So there are new payment tools that you can use that won't stress out or overextend your budget. And that is what I recommend, is using company Affirm, because they can help you stay in control of your finances by letting you spread out your costs of your flights, of your hotels, of your travel experiences into bi-weekly or monthly payments with interest options as low as 0%. And this is different than using a credit card, because you know exactly what you're going to pay for up front. Affirm doesn't charge late or hidden fees. And then you can find Affirm on the travel booking sites that you already use, like Expedia, Vrbo, Priceline, Delta Vacations. This option allows you to book your travel now and then pay at a pace that you're more comfortable with.
And the items that you mentioned, airfare, hotels, what about if you're going on a road trip? Can you use it for that?
Yeah, so they partner with different vendors, so there are some shops on the road, and you'll see that as you check out. Taking a road trip is another option that families can use, and so that you can save at hotels. If you stop at a hotel, you can save on different travel experiences and excursions as you're booking these experiences.
One of the things that I was really put back with, and surprisingly so unhappy, to be honest with you, with this survey, was nearly 45% of Americans plan to spend more money this summer than the past two summers combined. That's good.
That is good news. But you know what? Here's a travel tip for you. Okay, so if people are trying to fly, the most expensive part of your trip will be the flight. So you need to plan in advance if you're going to travel these days, because the prices are higher. So book as early as you can and choose midweek flights, which you've heard people in travel say that for a while, but a study from Cheapo Air found that the best time to book a flight is between 3 weeks and 3 months before the trip. And then traveling midweek on a Tuesday or a Wednesday rather than the weekend is not only going to be cheaper, but also less crowded.
I would assume that's the case because of a lot of people business flying at that Fridays and Mondays and those kind of days. So it makes sense, Tuesday, Wednesday, probably even into Thursday.
It's not the business travelers that are flying on the weekend, the leisure travelers that are flying on the weekend. So if you can avoid that big crowd of those weekend getaway people, or even starting their longer trips, usually people work their work week and then they leave on the weekend. So that's why it averages out to go like on a Tuesday or Wednesday. When the business travelers typically travel, there's less crowds and they're usually cheaper flights, because that's, again, playing into supply and demand.
Going back to the flights and anything, even the reservations for hotels, being flexible on behalf of the consumer is really an advantage. I mean, I know a lot of people say, well, I got 2 weeks vacation and I can't be flexible. But if you can, then you really can take advantage of a lot of deals, I would assume.
There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to traveling right now. So being flexible and also prepared is going to be your best advantage, because moving parts, you're going to want to make sure that you research the local guidelines for the destination that you want to visit. And the reason this could add up is, let's say you plan a trip to a place that needs you to take a negative COVID-19 test. That might be a fee for you if you're in a foreign country. You need to do the research for those local guidelines and restrictions. And an easy resource for that is to look up the tourism board's website for that destination. Remember, if you're traveling abroad or internationally, you must pass a negative COVID-19 test before re-entering the U.S., even if you're vaccinated. And that might cost you a fee as well to take that test abroad.
Mm-hmm. Talk about road trips. You really should embrace that. You know, I think a lot of times families, especially in today's society, let's get on a plane, let's go to Arizona, or whatever the case may be. But, boy, when I was younger, we took road trips cross-country. And to this very day, and that was many, many years ago. In fact, It was a stagecoach, now that I think about it. The experience is great, and while air prices are kind of on the rise, going to these different spots, smaller destinations that are friendly as far as budget is concerned, is great for families. Educational, fun, and not as expensive. Do you agree?
I totally agree, and we had similar childhood experiences because that's what my dad did. I grew up in Los Angeles, and our family was on the East Coast. So for about 2 weeks every summer, for a good amount of my childhood, we'd rent an RV, and we would cross the country, and we would take different routes. So we'd sometimes go north and south to get to the East Coast. And that's what I actually recommend this year, instead of just taking a road trip and ending up at just one destination like the beach or the mountains. Maybe we take advantage of some of the scenic highways that we have across the country, including Pacific Highway and Blue Ridge Parkway on the East Coast, and then Route 66. We've taken Route 66 in our RV as a child. And so this way, the advantage of doing it this way is over the course of a few days and a few weeks, depending on how much time you have to take off, you get to go across several states and several small towns. So if you hop in your car or rent an RV, this is a great alternative. It's also budget-friendly because you can decide how much you want to spend. You can decide if you're going to stop at restaurants or if you're going to pack your own food and snacks.
I love that idea. We did the same thing. You went from the west to the east. I went from the east to the west. Would you come back and join us again, Davey?
Definitely. You better invite me, Ron.
Consider this a formal invitation.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Davey. Davey Sutton has been our guest. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgie today, but don't go anywhere because we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for being part of the first hour, and they include singer and actor Paul Peterson, beautiful actress Stephanie Powers, and travel expert Davy Sutton. Next hour, author Sean Levy will be joining us. Coming up this August 20th, next month, will be the anniversary of the passing of comedian Jerry Lewis. He's written a book about Jerry Lewis. Also, another funny guy on the show. I love when he's here. Comedian Jeff Allen. And we're going to be talking about the housing boom with Courtney Cachet. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.